The Youth's Instructor, May 10, 1894. Words to Students, Part 2. We have a powerful enemy, and not only does he hate every human being made in the image of God, but with bitterest enmity, he hates God and his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. When men give themselves over to be the slaves of Satan, he does not manifest the enmity toward them which he does to those who bear the name of Christ and given themselves to the service of God. He hates them with a deadly hatred. He knows that he can grieve Jesus by bringing them under the power of his deceptions, by injuring them, by weakening their faith, by making them incapable of doing God's service as they are required to serve under their captain, Jesus Christ. Satan will permit those to have a degree of rest who are bound as slaves to his chariot, for they are his willing captives. But his enmity is aroused when the message of mercy reaches his bond slaves, and they seek to wrench themselves away from his power, that they may follow the true shepherd. Then it is that he seeks to bind them with additional chains to hold them in their captivity. The conflict between the soul and Satan begins when the captive begins to tug at the chain and longs to be free. For it is then that the human agent begins to cooperate with heavenly intelligences when faith takes hold on Christ. Then it is that the stronger than the strong man armed is the helper of the soul, and the poor captive is strengthened by the Holy Spirit to obtain his freedom. God has a deep and earnest love for every member of the human family. Not one is forgotten. Not one is left helpless and deceived to be overcome by the enemy. And if those who have enlisted in the army of Christ will put on the whole armor of God and wear it, they will be proof against all the assaults of the enemy. Those who really desire to be taught of God and to walk in his way have the sure promise that if they feel their lack of wisdom and ask of God, he will give liberally and upbraid not. The apostle says, "Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." God is behind every promise, and we cannot dishonor him more than by questioning and hesitating, by asking and not believing, and then by talking doubt. If you do not immediately receive what you have asked for, will you go on in sullenness and unbelief? Believe. Believe that God will do just what he has promised. Keep your prayers ascending, and watch, work, and wait. Fight the good fight of faith. Say to your heart, "God has invited me to come. He has heard my prayer. He has pledged his word that he will receive me, and he will fulfill his promise. I can trust God, for he so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son to die for me. The Son of God is my Redeemer. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" The youth who enter and continue their school life with the true object before them will not be homesick or disappointed. They will not be restless and uneasy, not knowing what to do with themselves. They will find a helper in the Omnipotent One. They will have one aim in view, and that is to be men and women of principle, who will meet God's standard and benefit humanity and glorify God. They will not regard their school life as a time for pleasure-seeking, for idle amusement and foolish frolic, but will endeavor to make the most of their God-given opportunities and privileges, so that they shall not disappoint their parents and teachers, or grieve God and heavenly intelligences.